What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That intro is longer than I thought. Come on. There you go. Sweet emotion. Errol Smith from Toys in the Attic here on the Dark Side. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Saturday morning, the 9th day of August. Stuff happened on this day. I question this. It was reported, but I question how do you really know? But allegedly, today was the day that the first horses arrived in Hawaii. Now, how are you going to know something like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what island? Is it the Big Island? Is it, you know, is it one of the other islands? But this was literally documented.
That's a lot of swimming.
On this
I'm just saying.
And why are you bringing them? Obviously, you're bringing them there to work the land.
Yeah.
But today was the day, according to this publication, that horses arrived.
Hey, man. You know, because if you think about
it. Horses arrived in Hawaii.
Do you have to move them?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You got to move a lot of stuff, too.
That's another story. We always have this story when the Olympics come along, the equestrian horses. How do you get them to those places? And you got to put them on a plane. You got to fly them to wherever the Olympics going on. You just don't ride into a horse when you get there. You got to ride the horse that you – yeah, transporting them is pretty special business.
Is that why that dude didn't run that horse in the Preakness last year? He won the Derby, and he just, like, sat out the Preakness.
Yeah.
And he could have been the Triple Crown winner, although he lost by a nose in that last race. But he had a chance, and you didn't put no money on journalism.
Did not.
You should feel a certain way. All right, man. Would you do the
absolutely
honors?
Absolutely. Always great to catch up with this person. And, man, they're doing some amazing things always with our young people. But getting set to have an event celebrating his 11th year takes on a bit of a special meaning this morning after what we saw in our community yesterday and how we value our relationship with our law enforcement. Kelly Stewart from Lee joins us right now to talk about the Safe at Home game. Kelly, good morning.
Welcome. Morning, Kelly.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I managed to bring some guy on here with me. You know, CJ's here.
CJ, you got it. All right now. All right.
It's always fun when we get a tag team.
Yeah. So you got us both this morning, but thank you guys for always supporting us and specifically the Safe at Home game. And you are right, Sam. We want to make sure that we send our hearts out to our law enforcement community after the incident we experienced yesterday, definitely thinking about them and lifting them up.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Safe at Home game taking place a little bit later this year than normal, but there was a reason for that, right?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, it was a Tech got involved and had an opportunity to be a part of the All-Star game. And I don't know if anybody got a chance to head out to that Home Run Derby X that was here. It was hosted at Georgia Tech. And, you know, I think they had to clean up the field a little bit after that event. But it's all good. We worked it out, and we back in action on August 23rd. So we hoping everybody will come out and support us again this year.
Kelly, do you take a second in a quiet moment and think about the last 11 years doing this?
Listen, it's truly tremendous, especially when you look back and see, like, when we first started this, we really, you know, wanted to introduce our ambassadors to, you know, law enforcement from a relationship building standpoint, but also from a career opportunity standpoint. And to have Brandon Sharp, one of our ambassador alums, who is now a member of the Atlanta Police Department, working in Zone 6. I mean, this is the kind of fruit that we want to see this event bear. And, you know, we want more of our ambassadors involved in law enforcement, whether it's, you know, in the action on the street or whether it's administratively. We have one of our ambassadors, Terrence Wright, that just graduated from West Georgia in marketing. And I'm telling him, I'm like, look, these law enforcement agencies have marketing departments. So it's just amazing to look back and see what we've all accomplished together.
It is the 11th Safe at Home game is coming up Saturday, August 23rd at Russ Chandler Stadium at Georgia Tech. You will find out more about it. Oh, my goodness. You can go to the, well, I'll tell you what, it is social. It is social.
Yeah, man, go to
you
the website.
At the SAH game, at the SAH game, to find out more about this particular game. They're fundamental ideals with this game. I want you and CJ just to remind people about this. This is very basic fundamentals that are involved with this, because there's no official. There's not officiated, right?
Right.
Yeah. So good morning, everybody. So in 2014, after the killing of Mike Brown, one of my now really good friends, who was just an acquaintance, who was recommended to us, he does some leadership talk. He came out to Washington High School. His name is Brad Jubin. And he lives in Peachtree City in the suburbs. He's a white man. And he comes out to the inner city of Atlanta at Booker T. Washington High School to talk to our boys, all black boys, teenagers. And this is right after the killing. And so he was afraid that coming to the city, that something bad would happen to him. He had a great experience. Nobody tried to kill him. Nobody tried to rob him. And he was just saying that coming in, that's what he was expecting because of what he heard on the news about black boys in the city of Atlanta. And when he stuck around after the talk and he saw that we played the self-officiated style, that's when he said, y'all ever thought about playing against law enforcement? I was just like, look, man, we got so much on our plate. We can't do anything like that. And Kelly was doing our strategic plan. She called it Safe at Home. And so that's what we did when we did it, played against the law enforcement, because what it does, even in our games, it incites opportunities for disagreements, and then they're forced to make it work. They're on a time clock. Mm-hmm. So if you spend all of your time arguing over balls and strikes, then you won't have enough time to play. So that was very good. And so, you know, have an opportunity to do that. And then also too excited that even this year, Dale Murphy is going to be he's going to be one of our captains. And so, you know, some of the boys, unfortunately, will tell them, hey, listen, Dale Murphy's going to be out here. And they're like, who is that? And
right.
A little education doesn't hurt.
Yeah. And Dale is like, he's such a big deal. But, you know, even meeting him and his wife, Nancy, like, He doesn't think he's a big deal. And I'm just like, dude, you're Dale Murphy. And he's like, no, I'm just the guy who loves the game of baseball. I was like, no, not quite. it's really been awesome having them aboard this year. And our friends at the Atlanta Braves Foundation are, you know, our collaborating sponsor for this event. It's just, you know, it's as our mayor says, it's definitely a group project. You know, putting this game on, and we just had so much success with it over the years because we've had the right partnerships to go along with it.
Kelly and
hey,
CJ.
Sam and Greg, too. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to give you guys a little, you know, reintroduce you once again, Kelly and CJ Stewart, Safe at Home Game, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Go ahead, sir.
Well, listen, Greg and Sam, y'all will love this. So Kelly and I, Kelly had me set up to do a podcast with Dale, and I'm sitting there talking to him. I'm nervous. But prior to this, I had met him a couple other times, but still Dale Murphy. And I told him, I said, Dale, I said, I got to tell you this right here. I said, you're going to laugh when I say this. I said, but growing up as a kid in the city of Atlanta and watching the Braves, y'all weren't very good, but you were still Dale Murphy. And I said, it's only two white people that my black family would have ever allowed to go to a family reunion. And it was you, Dale Murphy, and Steve Bartkowski. But, man, but black people in the city of Atlanta, man, like Dale Murphy was – amazing. And one of the things that he told me when it comes down to race relations that I didn't know is that Bill Lucas, under his leadership, Dale Murphy was drafted by Bill Lucas, and Dale Murphy was the first player that was drafted by the Braves after Hank Aaron hit home run 715. So, you know, here's a black man, the first black general manager in Major League Baseball, and his first pick is Dale Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, our Caucasian brothers should understand this. There is no greater compliment than being invited to the barbecue.
Yeah, I know, man. You invited. You invited.
And this is true.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've been invited to the barbecue. You have made something.
My goodness. right. Always great, though, spending some time with you guys. So talk. We got a little more time with you. Talk about just this game coming right on the heels of All-Star weekend in time here in Atlanta, which it was a great showcase, but the baseball was in the community, and that's what I thought was so great about it, right?
Yeah, you know, and I love All-Star Game, and it was amazing to be a part of the experience. And what I always tell people is, like, we have All-Stars here every day among us in the city of Atlanta and throughout the Atlanta metro community. So much so this year we will be honoring individuals that we have selected as everyday all-stars, just as a reminder to all of us that, you know, we are the celebrities in our community. You know, our youth, our law enforcement, you know, you guys on the radio keeping us informed, keeping us laughing a lot too. Thank you for that. And, you know, it's like we are the all-stars every day out here in the community, organizations, you know, LEAD and other organizations in the community who are doing the best we can to make our community a great place. So, you know, to me, All-Star was just, you know, an amplification of what's already here in the city with the All-Stars that live among us every day.
Fantastic, fantastic, folks. That is August 23rd at Russ Chandler Stadium. Now, you guys, I was tipped off about something that's going to happen in New York at the U.S. Open. Maybe we want to get into all that.
Look at you, Kelly. Now, got to say something because you teed it up.
Sam, you might know more than me because Mackenzie was trying to tell me something yesterday. I was like, girl, slow down. You hyperventilating. I don't know what's going on. So what you heard?
I just heard that LEAD will be, you know, be mentioned at the U.S. Open. And I don't know in what way, but that's just something I was just tipped off to. So.
This is true. This is true.
Okay.
And
right.
I think that, you know, Mackenzie may be representing us in the flesh there. So we still waiting on more details. But, you know, just a tremendous relationship that we are building with the USTA Foundation. And, you know, thank you, Sam, for, you know, always lifting us up on the tennis side as well since we started that endeavor. That podcast we did together has gotten so many hits on our end. So thank you so much for that. This has just been an amazing journey, you know, to start LEAD with baseball all these years on the front end. And now with all the knowledge that we have, all the bumps and bruises along the way that we took with baseball, we can get tennis started a little more smoothly so that our girls in Atlanta can have an opportunity to take tennis from the beginner level
all the way to the U.S. Open because it's happened before and it can happen again.
I just want some good news from you, too, if we could, about, you know, these young people that you are around. Are they seeming to focus on baseball more than they have in the past years? Because that was one of the things to talk about. American kids didn't want to play baseball. Are you finding that to change a little bit?
Well, you're going to make up all her fists up now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're going to get her mad talking about kids don't want
to
play baseball.
No, I didn't say that. I'm trying to get some good news out of her. Don't start. Man, you've been poking the bear all morning long. I'm trying to get some good news from these two. Go ahead, CG. I heard you coming on with something.
Yeah, no, they are playing. I mean, the thing is, it's two issues. Is one, for us, we have levels to our programming, entry, emerging, and elite. And a lot of times what ends up happening is because people look at rec ball in a negative connotation, we call rec ball foundation ball.
Okay.
Then kids are now forced to try to skip the foundation level and go right into travel youth sports. And then they go there and then they end up being exposed, as Kelly talks about, because there's a difference between exposure and being exposed. They have a negative experience and then they don't stay. So that's why for us, we're able to keep more black youth in the game by having entry level, emerging, and then elite, and letting them produce their way through. And if they don't produce their way out of entry level to the higher levels, they can still have fun and be like Terrence Wright and be able to be involved in marketing. He's one of our ambassador alums. But the second piece, and then if Kelly wants to chime in, travel youth sports is a $39 billion industry. NFL is a $29 billion industry. And right now I'm in Cary, North Carolina, with one of our lead ambassadors at the USA Baseball Complex. And by the time you do Ubers, hotels, flight, and all of that stuff, I mean, it's very difficult to be able to have a black child who's worked his way to elite to be able to get the exposure that he needs right, so that he can continue the game in college and the pros.
CJ and Kelly, we're going to have to get you back here. We're up against it. Well, I apologize, but as always, plus, I like y'all fussing at Sam, so we got to get you back quick. Put a wrap on it, my man.
Yeah, fantastic, y'all.
We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you guys as well. Safe at home game coming up August 23rd over at Georgia Tech. Much success to the ambassadors and our law enforcement. We salute them. And thanks again for joining us.
And Dale
morning.
Murphy.
Absolutely.
And Dale Murphy. See y'all.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.